The question that the governor has is how does that connection benefit the consumer in Southeast Alaska? And so what, as we again view or watch what's going on across the border, the basic question that the governor has is if we spend money or if we spend limited state dollars to make that connection, we need to understand, and the consumers in Southeast Alaska need to understand, how that grows the economy in Southeast. And it has to be beyond the construction jobs. You certainly understand that there would be a development of some quick construction jobs, but we're also hearing from communities that are concerned that, well, if limited state dollars are spent to make that connection, but we still have disconnected communities in Southeast, how do we make sure that there is a plan that eventually all of those communities are connected and not left stranded? So that's, I think, part of the debate that needs to take place amongst the utilities, amongst the communities. How is this power potential in Southeast developed, but developed in such a way that it to the greatest extent possible, benefits Alaskan consumers? And if we get to the point that we have surplus power to what the Alaskan consumers need, then we can certainly consider a connection with our neighbors to the east. There is a potential to do that not only in the area of Wrangell. There is the potential long-term to do that up in Upper Lynn Canal. But my own personal view, and I believe the governor's view, is that without the collaboration here taking place here in Southeast, that is not likely to take place.